My duty to report to this assembly on two threats to the peace, which are not on your crowded agenda, but which causes us and most of you the deepest concern. The first threat on which I wish to report is widely misunderstood: the smoldering coals of war in Southeast Asia. South Vietnam is already under attack, sometimes by a single assassin, sometimes by a band of guerrillas, recently by full battalions. The peaceful borders of Burma, Cambodia, and India have been repeatedly violated, and the peaceful people of Laos are in danger of losing the independence they gained not so long ago. No one can call these wars of liberation, for these are free countries living under their own governments. Nor are these aggressions any less real because men are knifed in their homes and not shot in the field of battle. The very simple question confronting the world community is whether measures can be devised to protect the small and the weak from such tactics. For if they are successful in Laos and South Vietnam, the gates will be open wide. The United States seeks for itself no base, no territory, no special position in this area of any kind. We support a truly neutral and independent Laos, its people free from outside interference, living at peace with themselves and with their neighbors, assured that their territory will not be used for attacks on others, and under a government comparable, as Mr. Khrushchev and I agreed at Vienna, to Cambodia and Burma. But now the negotiations over Laos are reaching a crucial stage. The ceasefire is at best precarious. The rainy season is coming to an end. Laotian territory is being used to infiltrate South Vietnam. The world community must recognize, and all those who are involved, that this potent threat to Laotian peace and freedom is indivisible from all other threats to their own. Secondly, I wish to report to you on the crisis over Germany and Berlin. This is not the time or the place for in moderate tones, but the world community is entitled to know the very simple issues as we see them. If there is a crisis, it is because an existing peace in that area is under threat, because an existing island of free people is under pressure, because solemn agreements are being treated with indifference. Established international rights are being threatened with unilateral dissipation. Peaceful circulation has been interrupted by barbed wire and concrete blocks. One recalls the order of the Tsar in Pushkin's Boris Godunov: take steps at this very hour that our frontiers be fenced in by barriers, that not a single soul pass o'er the border, that not a hare be able to run or a crow to fly. It is